Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and also on the recording and also on the radio. Sabbath blessing, everyone. On the Sabbath, September 23, 2017, we are going to continue on our review, chapter 49 at the Feast of Tabernacle, part 4. And this is lesson 229. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 100, verse 1 through 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that, O Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And from the memory verse, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Sabbath blessing to those that are just joining us. If any one of the little one, mommy or daddy, or even our guests would like to have.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads. In our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead for opening prayer. Righteous and Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in fellowship with you, dear Father God, and with brethren on this Sabbath day, dear Father God. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will be with us this day. Send your holy angels to encamp in our homes and our hearts, dear Father God. I pray, send your Holy Spirit to be with us. Dear Father God, we pray for all the people that are sick and afflicted, those that are enduring great pain, whether it's spiritual maladies or physical, mental, whatever it is, dear Father God, that is affecting your people. Help these things not to be a blocker to receiving your spiritual, their spiritual gain through you, dear Father God, I pray. Lord Jesus, we also pray for all the countries that are hit with these destructions, dear Father God, I pray. And I pray that they see this as a wake-up call, dear Father God, a calling for them to wake up and give themselves to you, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with all those that are hurt, that are without a home, without shelter, without warmth, without food, without family and loved ones, dear Father God, I pray. Let them see, dear Father God, that the time is near, that your coming is soon, dear Father God. And help your people also to please wake up from the slumber, dear Father God, and to do a work, dear Father God, preparing the way for your coming, dear Father God. Saving souls, restoring lives, dear Father God, according to your perfect will. I pray that you be with our loved ones wherever they are. I pray that you be with those that are listening over the phone, those that will listen at a later time. I pray that you give healing to our dear sister Ida and Jim and Marilyn, brother Jim and sister Marilyn's family, dear Father God, I pray, as well as all of our household, dear Father God, that is recovering from any type of illness, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for being a merciful God, a loving God, a forgiving God. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. The scripture for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 14 from the King James Version, and it reads, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." This Sabbath, boys and girls, our mommies and daddies, and our guests, We will end with part 4 of our review lesson at the Feast of Tabernacle in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
John chapter 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. John chapter 7, verse 18. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters having never learned?
John 7:16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is mine, not mine, but this is what is that sentence? John 4:15, a woman said unto them, give me the water, that I thirst not, need a cup for this to draw.
Amen.
John 4:15, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither I come hither to draw. John 7:37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:36. John 7:38, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. John 7:39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they had believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is thirsty come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen.
Amen. So today we will cover pages 453 through 454. We are in Desire of Ages, page 453, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 453. All wonder at his knowledge of the law and the prophecies, and the question passed from one to another. How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? No one was regarded as qualified to be a religious teacher unless he had studied in the rabbinical schools. And both Jesus and John the Baptist had been represented as ignorant because they had not received this training. Those who heard them were astonished at their knowledge of the scriptures. Ethan, don't touch. Having never learned of men, they had not truly, but the God of heaven was their teacher, and from him they had received the highest kind of wisdom. Desire of Ages, page 153. As Jesus spoke in the temple court, the people were held spellbound. The very men who were the most violent against him felt themselves powerless to do him harm. For the time, all other interests were forgotten. Desire of Ages, page 153, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why did the question pass from one to another? How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, blah,
the answer is, those who heard them were astonished at their knowledge of the scriptures and of the law and the prophecies.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John. And this is located in chapter 8, verse 31 to 32 from the King James Version.
Jesus, to those Jews which believe on him. If he continue in my word, then I my disciples indeed, and he shall know the truth. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if he continue in my word, then I my disciples indeed, and he shall know the truth. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome back, your sister Ida and sister Janelle.
Day after day, he taught the people until the last. That great day of the feast, the morning of this day found the people wearied from the long season of festivity. Suddenly, Jesus lifted up his voice in tones that rang through the courts of the temple.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What happened suddenly after this day found the people wearied from the long seasons of festivity? If you know the answer to the question, you want to pull up.
Suddenly, Jesus lifted up his voice in tones that rang through the courts of the temple. Desire of Ages, page 453. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The condition of the people made this appeal very forcible. They had been engaged in a continued sense scene of pomp and festivity. Their eyes had been dazzled with light and color, and their ears regaled with the richest music. But there had been nothing in all this round of ceremonies to meet the wants of the spirit, nothing to satisfy the thirst of the soul for that which perishes not. Jesus invited them to come and drink of the fountain of life, of that which would be in them a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Desire of Ages, page 453, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What would be the result to him that believe on Jesus? As the scripture has said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And what did all the continued scenes of pomp and festivity, which dazzled the eyes with light and color, and the ears with rich music, not met for the soul? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Out of his belly shall flow river of living water, and there had been nothing in all this round of
ceremonies
to meet that want of the spirit, nothing to
satisfy
the
thirst
of the souls.
Soul.
For that which
perishes
not.
Desire of Ages, page 454. The priest had that morning performed the ceremony which commemorated the smiting of the rock in the wilderness. That rock was a symbol of him who by his death would cause living streams of salvation to flow to all who are thirsty. Christ's words were the water of life. There in the presence of the assembled multitude, he set himself apart to be smitten, that the water of life might flow to the world. In smiting Christ, Satan thought to destroy the Prince of Life, but from the smitten rock, there flowed living water. As Jesus thus spoke to the people, their hearts thrilled with a strange awe, and many were ready to exclaim with the woman of Samaria, excuse me, give me this water that I thirst not. John chapter 4, verse 15.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, what was the symbol of the ceremony which commemorated the smitting of the rock in the wilderness, which the priest performed that morning? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Bobola.
The answer is that rock was a symbol of him who, by his death, would cause living streams of salvation to flow to all who are athirst.
Amen. So let's learn another song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book Great Controversy, located in page 598, second paragraph.
It is the first and highest duty of every rational man to learn from the scriptures what is true, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weigh every thought and comparing scripture with scripture. With divine help we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Jesus knew the wants of the soul. Pomp, riches, and honor cannot satisfy the heart. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. The rich, the poor, the high, the low, are alike welcome. He promised to relieve the burdened mind, to comfort the sorrowing, and to give hope to the despondent. Many of those who heard Jesus were mourners over disappointed hopes. Many were nourishing a secret grief. Many were seeking to satisfy their restless longing with the things of the world and the praise of men. Continuing on the next slide. Continuing. But when all was gained, they found that they had toiled only to reach a broken cistern, from which they could not quench their thirst. Amid the glitter of the joyous scene, they stood dissatisfied and sad. That sudden cry, "If any man thirst," startled them from their sorrowful meditation. And as they listened to the words that followed, their minds kindled with a new hope. The Holy Spirit presented the symbol before them until they saw in it the offer of the priceless gift of salvation. Desire of Ages, page 464, paragraph 2, and on the side it says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What are the promises Jesus will give when he said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me"? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is he promises to relieve the burdened mind and to comfort the sorrowing and give hope to the despondent. As they listen to the words, their minds kindle with a new hope.
Amen.
Well done, everyone. So let us learn yet another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Desire of Ages, pages 668, paragraph 3.
All true obedience comes from the heart. It was was hard work with Christ, and if we consent, he will so identify himself in our thoughts and days. So blend our hearts and minds into conformity to his will, that when obeying him we shall be but carrying out our own impulses. The will refined and sanctified will find its highest delight in doing his service when we know God as it is. Our privilege to know him, our life will be a life of continual obedience through an appreciation of the character of Christ. Through communion with God, sin will become hateful to us. These are of ages, page 668.
Desire Ages 454, Sabbath blessing everyone. The cry of Christ to the thirsty soul is still going forth, and he appeals to us with even greater power than to those who heard in it in the temple. On that last day of the feast, the fountain is opened for all the weary and exhausted ones are offered the refreshing draught of eternal life. Amen. Jesus is still crying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And then next to the slide he say, he promised himself the fountain of life. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:37. And the next it say, and if any man desire to be truly and for every hap to be truly and forever happy, let him apply to Christ and be ruled up by him. And this thirst means strong desire after spiritual blessing. With nothing else consanctify to the sanctifying and conforming influence of the Holy Spirit were intent by thee. The weary and exalted one are offered the refreshing draught of eternal life. Desire Ages 454. And if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7:37. Amen. Next slide, please. Continue the reading. Desire Ages 454. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Whosoever drink of that water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be him a well of water spring up into everlasting life. Revelation 22:17, John 4:14, Desire Ages 454, paragraph 3.
The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears us say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up in your everlasting life. John 4:14.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Is the cry of Christ to the thirsty soul only for those in the past? And to who is the fountain of life offered and open for? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, buckle up.
The answer is no. It's still going forth, and it appeals to us with even greater power than to those who heard it in the temple on that last day of the feast. And the fountain is open for all. The weary and exhausted ones are offered a refreshing draught of eternal life.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, the 41, verses 17 through 18. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear one, we have come to the ending of the first section of our study, of our review. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones.
Girls, we are recapping May 6. He was misunderstood and often stood alone. Have you ever stood alone? Well, if you haven't, you'll forget to find out what that's like in the future if you're faithful to God. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. Isaiah 63:3. Jesus' life on earth was a lonely one. He had very few true friends. We know 11 of his disciples, and Mary and Martha and Lazarus were his friends. But other than that, Jesus had very few friends. What a support Christ would have found in his earthly relatives if they had believed in him as one from heaven, and had cooperated or believed and worked with him in doing the work of God. Their unbelief cast a shadow over the earthly life of Jesus. It was part of the bitterness of that cup of woe which he drained for us. Did you ever put anything in your mouth that was bitter? How did it make you feel? You can imagine how Christ must have felt. With their short measuring line or sinful minds, they could not fathom or understand the mission which Christ came to fulfill, and therefore could not sympathize with him in his trials. Their coarse, unappreciative words or critical words showed that they had no true perception of his character. They didn't understand, like, or value Jesus' sinless life, and did not discern that the divine blend with the human. They couldn't recognize his divine character because they did not study their Bibles. They often saw him full of grief. But instead of comforting him, their spirit and words only wounded him. They didn't say, "What makes you sad today, Jesus?" They just laughed at him, made fun of him. These things made his path or his life a thorny one to travel. So pained was Christ by the misapprehension or misunderstanding in his own home that it was a relief for him to go where it did not exist. Because his brother's treatment of him, Jesus was happier away from home. Often he could find relief only in being alone and communing with his Heavenly Father. That is, he spent time in prayer, talking to God. Those who are called to suffer for Christ's sake, who have to endure misapprehension or misunderstanding and distrust, even in their own home. Do you know what distrust means? It means people don't believe in you. And distrust in their own homes may find comfort in the thought that Jesus has endured the same. Nobody believed him, but he still loved them. He is moved with compassion for them. He pities and loves them. He bids them find companionship in him and relief where he found it, in communion with the Father. That means, come and be my friend. Those who accept Christ as their personal Savior are not left as orphans to bear the trials of life alone. An orphan doesn't have a mommy and daddy that love them. He receives them as members of the heavenly family. He bids them call his Father their Father. They are his little ones, dear to the heart of God, bound to him by the most tender and abiding ties. That means a long-lasting friendship. He has toward them an exceeding tenderness, as far surpassing that a father or mother has felt toward us in our helplessness, as the divine is above the human. That means Jesus loves us more than our mamas and daddies do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And to add towards that also, as a Christian in this world, you might feel to be alone as well and maybe misunderstood or even mistrusted. Just remember there was a pattern that was left. Our Savior had trod those same steps, and we must look towards him that he can help us to cope with those things as well. And also for the section that dear Brother Josh was trying to read because of the waters that was blocking the words, it was Revelation 22, verse 17, that reads, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." And also, our dear Brother Daniel also had a question concerning why was the Savior asking for water. And even though that our Savior was in a human body, he was also feeling all of the things that we do feel, thirst and sorrow. And even though that he was there to be able to satisfy his thirst, he was really there to be able to bring living water to the Samaritan woman. So even though he was there for one of the purposes, but it was really to bring salvation to the Samaritan woman and to be able to answer those questions that she had in her soul. And that's the same thing we can do today. Go to God, for he's the only one that have the answer and the thirsting of all that we need in our own life. So next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter of our review. It is entitled Among Sneers, in our study book, The Higher Pages. But before we leave, we would like to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, if they would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our heart. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. And thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even wrong. I pray that you may let us be strong and have good courage. Let us be able to remember that you can be able to help us in all the troubles that we have. Let us be able to also be grateful for everything you taught us and everything you've given us.
Let's be able to also keep in mind that you can be able to help us in all the struggles that we have. I pray that you may be able to help our women who are in the parts of the earth that are sick or hurt. Let us be able to also keep on keeping your faith and fighting the good fight. Let us be able to also keep on doing the best we can to preaching the gospel to any person who needs to learn and understand it. I pray that you may be able to also let us be strong, let us be kind and considerate. Let us be able to also keep on being diligent and unselfish, noble and reverent in all of our thinkings and all of our actions. Oh, we love you, Lord God. I look forward to being in that day when we are set free from this sinful world. Let us be able to keep on prayer ourselves for sin coming. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study, of our review. Next week, we will continue with our new chapter, Among Tears, and that will be held on September 30th, 2017. We will continue our review for May 13th of this year. God bless each and every one of you, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. And I will pass the study to our dear Elder Rob.